last week we've seen Lalal Reservoir spilling. It's Ballarat and District's largest reservoir at around 60,000 megalitres, and it's the first time since 1996 that it's been full.
What's it a result of?
Well, as you know, we've had, and the whole of Victoria's had, two or three main rainfall events in September, December and January, and we've had fairly consistent rain leading into late autumn and over winter, and there's been a normal flow into this reservoir, which has resulted in it spilling in the last week.
Why has it taken so long for it to filter through and for it to spill?
Well, we've had 13 years of drought, and obviously the catchment was very dry, and there were obviously other watercourses and other dams upstream that were filling. This is at the bottom of our water catchment, and it is a large reservoir, so it was down to about 4.8% 12 months ago. And now, as I said, with the three main rainfall events and just consistent runoff over the last 6 to 8 months, it's now full.
What is the size and total capacity of the Lalal reservoir?
It holds 59,000 megalitres or million litres of water. It is a large reservoir. It's Ballarat's largest reservoir, and was built back in 1974 to meet the new needs for Ballarat and district with other connections. And yeah, it's played a vital role in that. And now that it's full, we have over 8 years' supply as of today for the Ballarat and district system.
So that supplies areas up to Skipton and Rokewood, and where else are the borders?
Yeah, we supply off this system. We supply, as you said, Rokewood, Skipton, Balan, Gordon, Creswick, further to the west out to Windermere, and obviously the greater Ballarat City area as well.
What does it mean for the district's water supply?
Well, we're off restrictions at the moment. We're under permanent water saving rules, and as I said earlier, we've... this gives us now at least 8 years' supply into the Ballarat and district system. And with Ballarat customers being one of the lowest water users in the state at around 150 litres per person per day, with both that those actions happening and this reservoir now full, it's a good news story for water supply into the future for the Ballarat and district.
How does the size of the Lalal compare to other catchments around the area?
Well, this is by far the largest. We have around 75,000 megalitres of total capacity in the Ballarat system, Ballarat and district system, and this is around 59,000 of that. So it is by far the biggest reservoir and the biggest catchment that we have.
And some of the water supply from here goes to Geelong, is that right?
Yeah, the arrangement, the historical arrangement is that we have two-thirds capacity in this reservoir, and Geelong... the Barwon area has one third, so that will continue into the future.
What's the percentage of Ballarat's total water storage looking like at the moment?
Yeah, we've pushed up very close to 100%. It's only back in 2008 where we were down to 7%. So in the space of 3 years, it's gone from 70% of total capacity to up near 100%.
We just went down to the spillway just before, and it's a pretty amazing sight. Do you know how much water is flowing through there at the moment?
Yeah, we were told there's a number of gauges downstream, and the one just downstream says that there's about 100,000 litres per day going over the spillway at the moment. That's into the West Moorabool River, and the river continues down into the Geelong system.
What was this reservoir looking like this time last year?
Well, it's about 50 metres deep. It was down to about the last 6 to 8 metres, and... as I said, it was around 4.8%, so there was very, very little water in it, and the water that was in it wasn't really usable anyway because it was it wasn't of very good quality at that stage. So it's been an amazing turnaround.